Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 13 and 14. Now, I am aware that there are other chapters in the Bible. One friend heard me speak a few years ago and said, are you aware that there's a book in the Bible besides the book of Jeremiah? Well, you can figure out what I was preaching then. But often this is the case. I'll spend time in one area of the Scriptures. We have been studying night after night on the influence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Nine gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Nine fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5. And nine blessings of the Spirit, Matthew chapter 5. So I haven't really got into Galatians and I haven't got into Matthew, so we have not touched in total depth this subject. In fact, we have only scratched the surface. We dealt last night with four key words in regard to spiritual gifts. God is a gift-giving God. By His nature, He is a God of love. God expresses that love by gift-giving. Last night we dealt with 1 Corinthians 12 and four key words. Verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. The kind of gifts that God gives to you, the gifts you need the most, out of His wisdom, out of His omniscience, out of His all-knowing character, He gives you the exact gift that you need. Second, verse 5, there are differences of administration. We talked about the flow of the ministry and how God uses the church and the people in the church, the musicians, the preachers, the teachers, as vessels through which the administration of the work of God takes place. And there are diversities of operations. We talked about the different way God operates and works among men, among the church. And then fourth, the manifestation of the Spirit. That phenomena that is visible. Those things that happen as a result of the Holy Spirit that you can see, you can comprehend, and that you can hear. Would you bow your heads to pray? Our Father, we are thankful for each one here. We are thrilled, O God, the way You moved upon our hearts.